Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Once again, I've been teaching a series on divine healing. And we're living in a time where it has been estimated that hundreds of millions suffer from mental and emotional health issues. The World Health Organization stated 970 million people, or 1 in 8 people worldwide, are living with a mental disorder. Anxiety and depressive disorders are the most common. Once again, the title of today's message is Steps to Emotional Healing. And it is important for us to share with others the same God who created us sent his son Jesus to heal us everywhere we hurt. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17, it says, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord." Now, folks, I don't know if you believe in the devil or not, but he does exist. And the Bible tells us that the devil is our enemy, and he has attacked you from the day you were born. The trauma in your life was caused by him. He is the one who has been fighting to destroy your prophetic purpose. You see, the Bible warns us of the devil in 1 Peter 5 and 8. It says, "Stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." In John 10 and 10, Jesus said that he was a thief who comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In fact, the scripture tells us that we are in spiritual warfare with the devil and evil spirits. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, "We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places." This may sound like a science fiction thriller, but there are no actors playing these parts. Instead, there are evil spirits who are fixed on your destruction. Therefore, every person will experience heartache, disappointment, and trouble. And God is the only source of our healing and our deliverance. Isaiah prophesied that God's covenant promise to heal us emotionally would come through his son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to read for you Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. In this portion of scripture, it really refers to Christ. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." That relates to emotional health. The first step to emotional healing is to come to God through Jesus Christ. Psalm 147 and 3 says, "He is the healer of the brokenhearted. He is the one who bandages their wounds." Psalm 34 and 18 says, "The Lord is close to those whose hearts are breaking. So how can we help people suffering emotionally? We can help them by telling them about God's power to heal through His Son, Jesus Christ. However, mental and emotional health has differences, and sometimes people try to actually connect them together. Let me give you an example. Mental health is associated with a person's overall mental well-being. It includes rational thinking, good decision-making, and managing difficult situations. Mental health conditions can often cause people to behave in ways that are irrational and out of character, such as engaging in risky or harmful behaviors. Mental health issues should receive professional support to identify biological factors, medical conditions, personality disorders. And God can heal them all. My focus in this message is emotional health. So let me explain the definition of emotional health. Emotional health is related to the ability to manage your moods and your feelings. It can include the ability to regulate emotions like stress, anger, sadness, and joy in order to have healthy relationships. I want to begin by saying it is not God's will or plan for your life to be controlled by emotional distress. In fact, Jesus said in John 14 and 27, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I give to you. It is not as the world gives. Don't allow your hearts to be troubled or dismayed." Folks, God wants us to be healthy in spirit, in soul, and in body. But the truth is, some of us are living with our emotions out of control. We live with fear. We operate in anger. We battle against the spirit of rejection. We find it difficult to forgive ourselves and others. We battle improper desires and thoughts. And all these emotions add stress. They influence our ability to fulfill our spiritual mission in life. America is suffering an epidemic in the area of emotional health. Approximately 21 million adults in the United States suffer from one form of emotional depression or another. Some depression is caused by a traumatic experience, like Tamar. Tamar was David's daughter. Listen to her story in 2 Samuel 13 and 14. She went to visit her brother, Amnon, who had faked being ill so that he could have his way with her. Well, the Bible tells us that he wouldn't listen to her, and since he was stronger than she was, he raped her. And in verse 20, it says, "So Tamar lived a ruined woman in her brother Absalom's house." Folks, Satan uses emotional trauma in our lives to establish a stronghold or a place where he can operate from to bring us into bondage. The Bible says she remained in her brother's house, a ruined woman. Her destiny changed, her life changed because of the attack that she had. There are many Christians who are living with deep emotional scars, wounds that prevent them from accomplishing their God-given potential and purpose. In Proverbs chapter 23 and 7, it states, For as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. See, your emotional state influences your behavior. It dictates to your mind and your body what to do. Physical healing is also connected to your emotional condition. In Proverbs 4:23, listen to what it says. Above all, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. In other words, health springs from the heart. Proverbs 17:22 says, a cheerful heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit makes one sick. We're talking about emotional health today. Medical science verifies what the Bible says regarding the importance of the heart or our emotions. Scientists refer to the heart as the emotional center of the man. The heart or our emotions are tied, believe it or not, to our vital organs in our body. They say prolonged emotional distress will eventually lead to sickness and disease in the body. Doctors say 65 to 80% of all illness is emotionally induced. Patients who had no prior condition became ill as a result of emotional distress in their lives. Doctors have discovered over 51 diseases people develop due to emotional distress. Let me mention just a few. Ulcers, high blood pressure, heart troubles, strokes, kidney disease, diabetes, arthritis, goiters, colitis, severe headaches, even mental illness. Doctors say emotional stress affects every major organ of the body. There are many people who are holding within past traumatic experiences that are literally making them sick. But I want to say today that God can heal your emotional wounds if you just allow him to. See, you can hide your true emotions and your feelings with a smile, or you can shut people out with silence. But God wants to heal your emotional wounds if you'll just allow him. Because many people have suffered in silence for years. No one knows. They're afraid to talk about it. They're ashamed to talk about it. Many feel what happened a long time ago. But let me ask you a question. Have you been healed? See, it happened a long time ago, but you're still not healed. And every traumatic experience encountered was connected to an emotional feeling. You may still be oppressed by that today, and many people are. The devil attempted to steal your potential and your purpose through the traumatic experiences that you've gone through. But I want to let you know today, God sees your deep emotional needs and he desires to heal you today.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with a very special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We have our praise and worship leader, Chichi Onyekene, and Chichi, we're so happy that you will be blessing us with God's anointing and the gift that he has given you. Tell us about what we can expect that night.
Well, Youth Explosion, as if that's not a cool enough name to convince somebody to get there anyway. But I think you said it, though, the refreshing. You can encourage those that you invite that, man, I know you're going through something. I don't care what season of life any person is in any demographic or generation. There is something in your life that you wish that would change or that you wish the Lord would work in, that you wish you could change or control to a higher degree. And to encourage somebody and say, hey, I want you to come to this thing with me, and I promise that you'll be refreshed and you'll have an opportunity to every unseen thing in your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. I have an answer for you that can change everything. That can change everything. Like, we're going to take God at his word that night, and we're going to believe, just like his word says, that he's going to inhabit our praises and that he is going to bring freedom in a room. And I like to tease the question, man, what would it look like, or what would happen if you were free from everything that the enemy tried to tempt you with? What would happen if you were free? What would happen if you had peace that didn't make sense? That even you saw something, or you felt something, or you encountered something that your mind is telling you is negative, but you felt a peace about it that made no sense. What would your life look like? It's like, well, I don't know, man. That'd be kind of crazy. It's like, hey, I think I can do that. You want to roll these dice? Just come and find out. What if, you know, just entertain the thought. What if you can get peace in every area of your life? I truly believe that, young people, if you come to the Youth Explosion on October 25th, that you'll receive freedom that you cannot find anywhere else.
Let's talk about the music just for a minute, because music is something that it's the universal language, and especially for young people. What effect do you think the music will have on the young people?
Man, music, like you said, it's such a universal language. It brings people together. And I feel like we have a unique opportunity to have different kinds of music that'll be appealing, you know, and that'll resonate with the next generation and an older generation. And so just a little teaser, if you would, you know, there might be some Christian rap and spoken word happening that night. We're definitely going to have some praise happening that night, and we're going to have moments to just really go deep and soak in the presence of God in worship. And so I'm excited to be able to experience that.
Join us on October the 25th for our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, where Chi Chi will be sharing music and song, and you will be blessed. Now let's get back into today's program.
Jesus came to release you from the emotional wounds of your past. But I have a question. What will you do about it? What will you do about it? This is what Jesus said in Matthew 11:28. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The word labor there in the original language implies a reduction of strength as a result of trouble and inner emotional pain. When he said heavy laden, the original language, it means burdened with fear and anxiety. The world we live in today, some take medication to deal with their emotional wounds. Some seek counseling. Others take drugs and alcohol to deal with their pain and to deal with their fears. Jesus said, come to me. Come to me, and I will give you emotional healing. And your first step to emotional healing, like I said, is to come to God through Jesus Christ. Don't stay in the shadows anymore. Don't let the trauma of the past keep you in bondage and stop you from being who God created you to be. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You see, the only way we can truly find emotional healing is to come to God through Jesus Christ. Go to God in prayer and ask sincerely for forgiveness of your sins or your wrongdoing. Ask God for his plan for your life and follow it. Because there is a divine plan for every single life. It doesn't matter who you are and the challenges or the trauma that you've gone through, you can get up from there and still fulfill the destiny that God assigned for your life. People can't stop your destiny. Only you can stop it. No matter what the attack is from Satan, he can't stop you from fulfilling God's holy plan for your life. We need to pause and give God some praise right now. This is what the Lord says in Jeremiah 29 and 11. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. And they are plans for peace, not for disaster. Plans to give you a future filled with hope. Don't believe the devil's lies. Because you were knocked down, because you were trampled upon, because you were abused, doesn't mean that's where God wants you to stay. Get up from there. Rebuke the situation. Go on in Jesus' name. Fulfill the destiny that God has for your life. The scripture puts it this way. God says, call to me. And when you pray to me, I will hear you. And when you look for me, you will find me. When you wholeheartedly seek for me, and I will let you find me, declares the Lord. We have no excuse, because God is saying, come, come, come to me and I'll make it right. Come to me and I will heal you. Come to me and you can get up from there and you can be better than anything you possibly imagine could happen in your life. Because that's what God has for you, greater things. God has greater things in store for you. And once you've come to the Lord, you need to shut the door on your past. Many people are still living in the past. You can't go forward with one foot in the present and one foot in the past. You can't go forward looking in the rearview mirror of your life. You'll have an accident. God wants you to forget the past. You want to know why? Because when you came to God, regardless of what trauma went on in your life, guess what? You became a new creation. You became a new person. Many people, even though they come to Christ, they still relive the trauma of the past. You have been deceived by the enemy. That was not you. That was someone else. You're a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says it. Anyone who belongs to Christ, listen, has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Why are you still trying to live in the old life when a new life has begun? You're not that person.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. Also, don't forget to mark your calendars for Friday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. for our Youth Explosion, a night of refreshing for all with a special focus on ministering to the young people. We'll be welcoming a very special guest speaker, minister, musician, and motivator, Chichi Onyekene. It's going to be a powerful night, and we encourage everyone to attend. Thank you once again for your prayers and support. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part 2 of Discerning Spiritual Deception. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I don't know what you're going through today, but perhaps you're feeling just a little bit down. Others are feeling really depressed. I want to pray a prayer that God will strengthen you, that His hope will brighten your soul and your mind, and that joy will come into your heart right now. Father, your word says, cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me. Father, I pray right now for people who are feeling sad. People are feeling depressed. People are just feeling down because of some situation, some circumstance. I rebuke the attack on their lives. And Lord, Father, I pray for the joy of the Lord. Lord, one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Let their joy return. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, help them, bless them, be with them. We just thank you today for the answer. We thank you that all is well. Bless them and bless their families today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.